need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Well, there's the Virgin Mary, who is assisting me tonight. But other than that, we may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Pee-weezus, Adonai, Buddha, Brahma Rama Dama, Allah, or the goddess. But we do know, so far, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
A, women.
It's winter solstice, brothers and sisters. If you're tuned in live, the shortest day and the longest night of the year. The sun birthday, actually. When the days get longer and the nights get shorter. Doesn't feel that way, but that is what's going on. So you could say, in a way, the sun is born again. How about that? And it was a great day, important day, for our prehistoric ancestors. Those hunter-gatherers lived a lot longer than we probably will in the Anthropocene age. But anyway, it was a great day of evergreen hope and red-hot joy to the world. And sex with a capital X. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an A, women?
Hey, women.
Because the women were very much involved. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about this amazing night. I have some amazing guests. But before I introduce them, I want you to relax your defenses and wake up your senses, including your sense of history. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, there's a reason 'tis the season for that X in Xmas. And even the triple X, that's right. Over 2,000 years before the baby Jesus Christ popped out of that virgin, way before that, the winter carnival of Mesopotamia featured mummer-style parades with floats carrying X-rated scenes of sex among the gods, featuring people. Seriously, it was a porn parade. Maybe a few animals too, but no young Turks. Don't worry about it. Anyway, somewhat of an inside joke. Then we had the Greek Winter Festival, honoring another popular son of God with a human mother who worked miracles, made wine, honored women especially, and the common folk. Who am I talking about? Dionysus. He also was resurrected after he died. How about that? And then there was the great Roman Saturnalia. Yes, indeed. Saturnalia. Of course, those Romans know how to party. And this great celebration featured the first Christmas carols, in a way. Singing songs, usually naked, you know, to welcome Saturn. Saturn. What's the big deal with Saturn? Well, he was old Father Time, a kind of skinnier Santa, riding around in a sleigh pulled by serpents. Let's get a picture of that sleigh pulled by serpents. Really interesting to see Rudolph's ancestors. No, that's Saturn, but the sleigh pulled by serpents. I don't know how these slides. Okay, there it is. There's the sleigh pulled by serpents. That's Saturn, and that's the original sleigh. So it was quite a time when the tables would be turned, when the masters would serve the servants. You know, kind of Bernie Sanders time. I don't know. It was very, very socialist in a way. Just for a week or so, but they would turn everything upside down. Just so you could see how the other half lived. And Saturn had a special kind of laugh that he would emit when he felt particularly jolly. And it went like this. Yo, yo, yo. Yep. Which the Christians, of course, later modified to Santa's signature, ho, ho, ho. Without crediting the pagans. No credit, I'm telling you. You know, the fake Christians like the Trumpists love to say there's a war on Christmas. But really, there's been a 2,000-year-old war on Saturnalia. That's the truth. Anyway, you know, it's also possible that ho, ho, ho means something else, right? I mean, Jesus loved the sex workers, after all, did he not? Amen and amen. And speaking of sex workers, I just want to say I'm very excited that Bernie, my hero, and Liz Warren, who I also like, hot cougar, I would vote for her if she's the nominee, and most actively Bernie's campaign co-chair, Ro Khanna, are working with real sex workers. I think they're real. I don't think they're cartoons. It's hard to say. They could be reality show sex workers, but I think they're real. And they're introducing a bill to study the impact of Sestafosta and look at whether it has actually reduced trafficking, which I don't think it has. I mean, I haven't seen this study yet. And whether it has made sex workers' lives safer or less safe. And I can tell you right now, it's made them less safe. And if it's passed, well, it could be the beginning of repealing Sestafosta. And that's very exciting. Decriminalizing sex work as well would be the next step. And Jesus would be proud because, as Jesus said, he who has not sinned, throw that stone, baby. And what Bernie says is everybody must get stoned. So it's kind of similar. and they're both born Jewish. Anyway, so we're all for that. And speaking of politics, okay, I'm up to this now. This is a not very good one. Okay. Peaches are not in season. Here's one. But it's impeachment. It has happened. Yes, all of our impeachment parties have paid off. This is our 12th, by the way. And Donald J. Trump, the Trumpus, has been impeached. Woohoo! He is no longer POTUS. He is impotus. Want me to spell that? I-M-P-O-T-U-S. Impotus. So three cheers and a bonobo beer for the house. But, of course, you know, we can't rest on our ivy laurels. I mean, he hasn't been convicted in the Senate, and it's filled with Trumpus rumpus liquors, really. So I don't think there's much hope. Although, you know, there's always hope. But you never know. And people are kind of waking up a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I think so. But maybe not. He could be reelected even. It could happen. It could backfire. That's what they say. But still, it's the right thing to do. Yeah. What are you going to do? Let him go on like that? Yeah. That's like letting Satan go on. But, of course, Satan and Santa have the same spelling, sort of. Anyway. Now, yeah. He could be reelected, so we, the people, have to keep spanking his filthy ass and big furry balls and mini Mario Kart pee-pee. That's right. Until he's gone. Bad presidents. So. Now, personally, I mean, y'all know my favorite is Bernie. And I love Bernie. And he was here today. He was here with AOC, here being LA. Actually, we are coast to coast and all over the world, everywhere from LA to Saudi Arabia. You can tune in to the Dr. Susan Block Show live from Bonoboville in the little love church of the Bonobo Way. Mm. But we are broadcasting live from LA, and they had a great rally today. And the luminous Alexandria, who I would actually vote for her for president, but she's too young, and she's wearing Christmas red, and she looks hot. She looks like somebody would Jesus say, don't throw stones at. That's right. Uh-huh. So are we getting shots of that on our Facebook feed? Because, you know, I don't know. What
Facebook
is our Facebook
feed is unattended.
Facebook feed is unattended. Unattended. Can we attend the Facebook feed? And I don't know. We haven't gotten our stuff in there. We should attend the Facebook feed, I think. Okay, so Merry Impeachmas, brothers and sisters. Throw up a Merry Impeachmas there, since the Facebook feed didn't get any. So throw up one of those. And yes, we're going to have a peach. And since those fresh peaches, I don't know how they might be, really. I am going to have a nice bad for you, soaked in sugar and syrup. But I'm doing it for America. Because I'm so patriotic. Merry Impeachmas. And happy winter solstice. And welcome to another great show in Bonoboville. And I'm so excited to have my guest. First of all, my sidekick isn't here tonight because I guess she's celebrating her birthday. I hear she was born soon. Or maybe that's her. No, that's Pee-wee-gis.
Baby Pee-wee-sis.
Pee-wee-sis.
Baby Pee-wee-sis.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Pee-wee-sis is hard to say. But you're a big fan of Pee-wee Herman, and you are Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary.
I'm Mary Sunshine and Baby Pee-wee-sis.
Mary Sunshine.
Say something, Baby okay. Pee-wee-sis. He said, I know you are, but what am I?
Okay. Well, he's very cute, and he's going to grow up to save the world. Yeah, you're a good mama. Did you really have no sex to have Pee-wee-sis?
Yes, really.
You didn't have sex with God?
Okay, God, yeah.
God, see? Confess to your mother confessor. Was it good?
It was godly.
Godly, wow.
It was a religious experience.
Was it a shaft of light? Or
I don't remember. I just remember the angel telling me afterwards.
Well, wait a second. It's not like he drugged you. I mean, we're not.
Well, I don't know. Cosby. I mean, it's God. He can do whatever he wants, right?
Okay. All right. Well, welcome to winter solstice, Mother Mary, Virgin Mary, Sunshine Mary. Mary Sunshine.
Mary Sunshine, gotcha. And baby Pee Wee.
Yeah, okay, okay. I'll try to remember that. Okay, so I have some exciting guests, and I'm
exciting.
Going to introduce them quickly first, and then more slowly. So, first of all, here is Riley Reyes. And
Riley!
She's a great porn star, sex educator, and elf.
And hot, sexy lady.
Oh, well, that too. And we're going to talk more about her. And she's also a winner of many Susie Awards, most sapiosexual, most bonobo, top Susie Awards. And we're happy to have you back.
So good to be back. Thank you for having me.
You look gorgeous. And gorgeous, next to gorgeous, we have, for the first time on the Dr. Susan Block Show, Bai Ling.
She's a virgin too?
She is a virgin to the Dr. Susan Block Show. I mean, I don't know if she's like you, Mary Sunshine. So how are you doing, Bai Ling?
I'm doing fantastic. I feel like I always feel like I'm an alien and landed on Earth in your studio.
Yeah.
To observe what's going on. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I love the Marilyn Monroe picture was naked there.
Thank you.
I like your decoration and everybody. You feel like what you're talking about sex, the environment, and make me feel like I'm walking to a fairyland, fairy tale land.
Wow, fairyland. Well, you belong in a fairy tale land because you are a fairy tale princess. I'm just in awe of you and your life, your background. Bai Ling is from China, and you went through so much, the People's Liberation Army, the ups and the downs, and you were in Tibet, and you were serving in the army, and you went through lots of ups and downs, and then you were in a bunch of movies, and you're still in movies. And we're going to go through some of the movies, because they're really, really fascinating. You should maybe show a few experts.
It's like a family, and like everybody. You don't see the behind the scene, like a family. I feel so warm.
Yeah.
And your handsome husband was like behind
very
the behind the camera.
Yeah.
So it's like I feel like
I'm glad you called him that because that'll help our sex tonight.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he'll say. Did you hear her call
good,
me handsome?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. It's very charming. And we were there drinking and talking. I really feel like family. So for me, I'm jumping to the American culture, and you are special in your own way. Yeah. I feel like I'm an outsider to observe. It's fascinating setting and your shows. You're very intelligent. All this topic we're going to talk about. I'm very looking forward to like all your audience.
Well, we like the fact you're observing us, but we're certainly observing you.
Because
you are gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
Nice
wow. So next to you is the amazing and famous John Barrymore. John Blythe Barrymore. Am I pronouncing that middle name right? Blythe? Talk into the microphone, John. This is a show. Blythe. Of course, he's talking into a microphone that doesn't work, so.
Blythe.
Oh, turn it on.
Tap
That's
on
right.
it.
That's good. I have
Tap
headphones
on
so I can hear these things. So, all right. So is he on now? Oh, she's so sweet.
You know, you make me aspire to becoming bilingual.
That's cute.
That's cute.
Donnie Moon?
What?
That's a long story.
So, John, do we have another microphone? Because now.
Yeah, this one works.
Okay.
You're more than welcome to share it with us.
No, but we need more.
We can share one more.
Okay, well, I like that my people are really close and intimate.
All right. Exactly. That's the nice thing about a microphone. You can be very intimate with it.
Yes, very intimate with that. It's very monodirectional.
Yes, even if it is
close to it.
I'm a little homophobic to be, you know, this close to something that's phallic looking, but
I thought you want to be bilingual.
With the, I get it. Her mind is so fast, isn't it? Yes. Way ahead of
me. So John Barrymore, just in case you don't know, and
you should know.
There's a little more history. He is a member of the famous and infamous
Barrymore.
Barrymore clan.
Family. Yes,
family. That's right.
Yes.
And so
if you don't know,
John Barrymore was like one of the most famous actors in the world, maybe the most, back in the day, like the 20s.
The great American 30s. Hamlet, and always will be, and he'd be the first to admit it because his last one is not on film.
No film.
John Barrymore was the last one who wasn't on film.
Yes.
And so your granddad.
Yes.
And you're the son of John Drew Barrymore and Cara Williams, and half brother of this one you probably heard of, the actress Drew Barrymore.
Yes, we share a father. We're shared a father.
You always will.
I got more than my share.
You always will.
I've had more than my share.
Yeah, oh boy.
And grandnephew of Ethel Barrymore and Lionel Barrymore. And you have to be a real Barrymore fan to know who they are.
The Lionel,
well, George
Lionel
Bailey.
Was a stage one, right? I don't know much. Lionel and Ethel were stage actors?
Ethel was sitting on the stage because she married a colt. Her grandkids are the only ones with real money. Yes. So she didn't have to like sell out to Hollywood. She just married Samuel Colt III.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you are here, and you have been in a bunch of things, from Shakespeare to television to, you know,
to monologues about
kung fu
cartoons,
something like that.
You name it.
You name it, right? And tonight you are accompanied by an elf.
Yes, yes. It fell down my chimney.
It. You mean, okay,
it's fine,
or well, they.
Yeah. We're hoping. I mean,
I don't know.
You know,
what pronoun
I haven't
do
had
you
a
like?
Close look yet, but we're hoping.
I like how you're so, holding the two
I'm
microphones.
I'm hoping Santa didn't send me a male elf, because not that there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Wait, what is it with you and the homophobia tonight? Right.
It's just tonight.
People never follow the logic of their own beliefs. God created man in his image, and God's at least 10% gay. Just look around.
There you go.
Yeah. In this town, 20%.
Do we have other microphones, or are they?
Apparently, there's something wrong with this one.
Okay.
Hello.
Could you give one to
five? If you think there's something wrong,
now we have. I have a working microphone.
It works, huh? If you think it's not working,
and
just tap on it.
Invisible engineer in the cloud.
It'll work.
Wherever you are.
And now we have Lacey.
Oh, Lacey the elf.
Lacey
oh
the
my
elf.
God, Christmas elf.
Are you also an actress or a porn star or a what?
I'm top of the best, and the best are very proud of me right now.
You're the top of the best? Taught by the best, and as an actress.
And they are very proud of me right now.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure what you were taught, like elf activities?
Ballerina, like singing, you know.
Oh. You
know,
she's a performer of sorts.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll do a little dance for us later.
Well,
I don't know.
By the best, I guess.
Okay, I guess you'll have to.
The best
will be disappointed.
High day when I was just
but don't be best, or people will think you're associated with millennia.
Okay.
So. All right. Yeah, you need to get close to it.
You need to mount it as if you're giving it head.
Got it.
That's how it goes. Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Got it.
So that's who we have here. So, is everybody feeling holiday?
Very
happy
festive.
Impeachment.
Woohoo!
Okay, so impeachment, impeachmas, and festive. What does festive mean for a porn star?
Oh, man, I think it means the same thing as everyone else, just ready to party and eat and enjoy socializing with everyone around you. And then that's what festivity is, right?
Right. Now, I don't know if that's true for everyone. Like, for instance, the Virgin Mary. I mean, do you party?
I don't think she was a virgin.
Like it's
1999?
0 99? Like it's 0 0 0?
I don't think she was actually
I'm busy with my baby, I'm
free
sorry.
Of original sin, because God could do that. You know.
She supposedly not only was a virgin, her mother was a virgin. It's kind of crazy. But we have Virgin Mary represented in our nativity scene by a bonobo, because bonobos are really great mothers. They're the make love, not war chimpanzee. And here's our bonobo Mary. And this is the baby Jesus butt plug.
Classy. Wow.
I like the crucifix dildo, the one with the body.
And yes, yeah. We do have, I mean, I have one that's very situated here under the mistletoe. I can pick them out. But this is...
There it is, yes, the body of Christ. Now we're transubstantiating it. Okay.
Well, this is more suitable for Easter, really, but we have it here. I mean, we kind of combined things.
I was like, that's an Easter thing, right? That's a Christmas thing, Easter.
That's
I don't
what
know.
They say, the body of Christ.
It's true.
I don't know anything. It's my first time.
I think people feel more comfortable with, you know, a grown Jesus maybe than the baby. I don't know. But the baby's just for the
not
butt.
Not the Greeks.
Where do you get all those?
I get these.
Exactly.
Thank you for the question.
Me? Yeah. Asking you. Divine
good question. Divine Interventions is the name of the company that makes these amazing dildos. And, you know, the guy who makes them, I guess he's a lapsed Catholic, I think. And he just loves to make religious dildos. He also made, as one of the three kings, I have the Buddha.
Wow.
A Buddha dildo.
Crazy. Wow. Mm.
Do you want to see it? Here he is,
wow.
Your Buddha friend.
Oh my God, I've never seen such.
Is it kind of a big one too?
Crazy, it
kind
is.
Kind of a big one.
You
right?
like it?
Well, I it's a little big. I mean, not
that's
as big as Max,
said.
Of course, but still.
That's how I got the name Max.
Oh my God,
it's
crazy.
It is
the
happy Buddha.
Wow.
So we have him in our divinity, our
God,
nativity
so
scene. Yeah, we have a few.
We have a Allah one, but we're not supposed to show it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We also have Bill Clinton here because he's celebrating impeachment, so that he's not the only impeached president of this century. You know, he's excited. And he can, I think he's already advising the Trump White House as to how to deal with it, but I don't
know. You know, he invited me for the last White House dinner I went for Clinton.
Clinton Whoa. Did?
Oh, really?
Oh,
I
wow.
flew from Malaysia, I was shooting. Flew there for one night just to attending. Now all the stars there, I want to meet him. He said, I only want to meet by Ling.
Wow, did you meet him?
Yes.
Oh,
he said,
see, I'm kind of a fan of
his.
He said,
I learned about China through your film, Red Corner.
Oh,
that is
wow.
why. And he was like, everybody said, why you only meet her? Everybody's kind of jealous, but I was... Well, he was so charming. He was so
yes.
just looking at
he's
your
always
eyes.
Charming.
He
you know,
is charming.
Very concentrated and very... There's kind of like, I don't know, like just make you feel like you're most important person there. He's very good in that way.
I think Monica felt that way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Is it true, Biling? Is it true you live in the marina, right? Is
that what?
You live in the marina, correct? Yes. That building, that green glass building that's right on Lincoln with a helipad on top. Yes. My understanding is he has an apartment in that building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How that's do you know that?
That's just my L.A. apartment.
Back to your
I was told that
nativity
by actually
scene.
By somebody who should know, who knows, actually gets calls from Bill and Hillary on a semi-regular basis. And his name shall remain nameless, but it rhymes with sing.
Huh. Now we're all thinking.
No, don't be thinking.
So since Biling brought up one of her movies, let's talk about a few of them.
Yeah.
Because she's been in quite a few. I'm not going to be able to list them all because there's so many. But maybe you've been in more. But these are a different kind of movie. So here we go. Red Corner is one big movie she's been in, starring Richard Gere. And The Crow, the last movie of Brandon Lee, where he was tragically killed. Were you there?
We were not on set, but we
of
were
course.
In the location. It's very, very sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very
but
weird.
I believe like since today's right. special day, like the day could be shorter or longer, I believe there's a death. I don't believe there's a death. I think just our body
yeah.
become old, but the spirit never have age. So never
yeah.
die. We never die. So no worries, there's no death. So the film actually made me, that's why I love film. It's a magic, because it doesn't matter what happened to us physically, that moment they captured gonna be always there, the same thing. So that's
well,
the magic of film.
I don't know if that's true for everybody, but it's true for you, because when I look at the film of you in Red Corner, you look younger now in a way.
Oh,
I mean, let's have a look at it. Let's have a look at Red Corner, a little excerpt, just a little piece of the preview, and you'll see what I mean.
They say in your mouth, no. I'm American. I'm innocent.
A foreigner takes a girl to bed after knowing her for a few hours. The next morning, she is dead.
The accused pleads guilty.
The hell I do?
Get me a lawyer. Call Joe Shapiro in Washington.
Non-Chinese lawyers aren't allowed to practice here.
In America, he would know his rights.
If you plead not guilty, you will be shot within a week, and the cost of the bullet will be billed to your family.
But Whoa. Here, justice doesn't translate.
You believe me or not?
Now, his only chance lies with a stranger. Someone who must open her mind.
I'm very sorry that I did not believe your innocence. But now I do.
And risk her life.
Why are you doing this?
I do not wish to be silent anymore.
To save his.
See your passport.
If I had a passport, I wouldn't need asylum.
You sure as hell have the embassy out on a limb. We've got zero options.
The embassy out on a limb? What are you crazy about her?
Richard Gere.
No, I don't have any money. But I got some shoes. Take the shoes. That'll pay for the bullet.
I have lost my patience.
By Lane.
Woohoo!
Sandy Trevor, you must recommend the court and allow my client to be free.
You put a bullet right now, back of my head, all right? Do it right here, bang.
I'll do it right here, right now. I don't want to
waste. I said you are in contempt.
What are you going to do? You're going to shoot me twice?
Red Corner.
Wow. Let's have some applause. Amazing performance. I didn't see the whole movie, but that was amazing.
It made me feel a little bit sad. I don't know why.
Makes you sad?
That was my first leading role, so I went through a lot, uh-huh. and become very close friends with Richard Gere. And that film brought me a lot of memories.
Is he as sexy as Bill Clinton?
Oh, he is. He's extremely sexy.
Yeah.
Like he knows he's charming. So I went through hell to get this part.
Oh.
In the end, it was a lot about they see all the Asian actors in the world. Finally, they flew me to Hong Kong. He was going to Nepal. I was waiting outside his suite, like waiting so nervous, because if he said no, I'm gone. So I was so nervous, and he came out, had a sweater on. He's so charming. He knows about, you know, woman, knows himself. He said, was that talented, charming actress you? I didn't know what he was talking about. He just watched our screen test. So from there on, he welcomed me. He told me like a little story. He said, when Julia Roberts was auditioning, same thing, nobody knows her. Finally, Julia Roberts write a little note, please say yes. So if he say no, then she's gone. So the stars in Hollywood have such power. So I was lucky that he liked me very much. So he chose me. If he say no, I would never be in this movie.
Wow. Well, we love Richard Gere just for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you're wearing hardly any makeup, if any. You're just so intense
sexy.
And so sexy, even though you're very serious. You're a lawyer. You're a big shot lawyer in China.
Yes. I won a breakthrough performance from National Board of Review, so I was very proud. Mm. So thank you for having this opportunity. Thank you, introducing me.
Well, my pleasure to bring it to my audience, although I bet a lot of my audience does know about you. You're also in Wild Wild West with Will Smith.
I saw that.
And so Anna and the King, Dumplings, where you won some awards.
Dumplings, and actually just worked with the record I won the Asian Academy Award for. It's totally different than this one. It's very, it's a bit like the setting, like your room. It's a bit crazy.
Well, now, speaking of that kind of setting, Love Ranch is another one.
Oh, my God. That really reminded me of here. I'm sorry. I have to walk around. It's just like we were in the Nevada, in the where all the first time the prostitute in America back to the 70s. That's a story.
Oh, okay.
So the mama song, everybody just like exactly.
Just like I could be a madam. I'm Santa madam. Hey.
Yeah.
But the madam intelligent. Santa. Actually, the mama song married the one who's her custom and bought that brothel. She's the owner now. So it's very empowerment.
Yeah.
So this is, I feel kind of like a free and fun, mischievous kind of a place.
You are in a mischievous place, but you're the queen of mischievousness.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. And let's see, what else are you in? You're in The Abortionist, which is a movie that you're doing now or that's coming out
soon? Now
serious
basically
movie.
Opening in Hong Kong. It's about this abortionist. Because it's like in underground in Hong Kong, that's what they do a lot of kids. They cannot go to doctor. This is a very powerful movie,
Yeah, so maybe some of our Republicans here in America should see it. so anyway.
I have a movie open here too. The last is a sci-fi called The Last Level, Escape Rockala. It's actually, you can see it everywhere.
And you've been in Entourage and Lost in terms of television. And here's the thing that my audience is really, really excited about. The cover of Playboy.
Yay!
That's what I'm excited about.
Okay, so let's look at the cover.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there she is in the cover
Sexy
of Playboy.
Lady.
Yeah.
Nice outfit.
Definitely hot. And maybe a few flashes.
I basically refused for 3 months not to be doing it because in our country, that would be a porno.
Right.
So
right.
I say, no, no, no. So they say, Hugh Hefner just said, you have to get Biden, you have to get Biden. Then I asked for a lot of money and said, whatever she wanted. I said, wow.
Do we have the picture of Biling and Hugh Hefner up there? We have that. There.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that.
As a blonde.
Oh, yes. You know, when they're opening, they have all this, like Vegas, all the mayor come here. They asked me to introduce Hugh Hefner. I said, well, you know why I wearing blonde? Because I heard Mr. Hugh Hefner like blonde. Everybody laughed. So when I left, it's like, I said, why choose me? I don't have this obnoxious boobs, right?
Really big.
So why choose me? He just said, you're sexy. Finally, I walk off the stage. He said, well, you forgot to introduce him. I said, okay, I'm introducing Mr. Hugh Hefner. And he came on, he said, how can I top that? I was just joking around. So I really appreciate American culture, basically discovered the other side of me as a sensual, sexy woman like you.
Absolutely.
So like being, you have to feel proud, not like embarrassed. Like in my culture, it's like somebody saying you're sexy means something not really positive at that time. So now I think sexy, sensuality is beautiful for women. So that's why I support your show, because you're talking about the beauty and the sensualness of sexy. Sexy.
Mostly the beauty.
Mostly
every once
beauty,
in a while,
yes.
There's a little ugliness, you know. But hey, that's part of the beauty in a way. Sort of.
It's a sophistication, right?
It's all kinds. So, and I heard that you were in Star Wars, but then they cut you out because of Playboy.
Because at that time, the same time they released Star Wars and Playboy, same time, so I don't know how it happened or why, but I just feel very lucky to be 21st century's two culture icon, Hugh Hefner and George Lucas. I personally work with them. I think that's my honor and my lifetime joy and honor.
And the good news is you can see the cut scenes with Bai Ling on the DVD.
Yes! Yes!
So check it out. I know there's a new Star Wars, but which you got to see Wars? This one. Which is the one you're in? What is it called?
And the last one called Revenge of the Sith. The last one George Lucas directed. So now not his anymore. So he directed me in Australia. So I really appreciate that experience. So I'm basically in the legacy of Playboy and Star Wars. Very proud. Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's great.
Goddamn morality clauses.
Okay, so that's quite a exciting sort of, you know, look at your life.
The biography's just so amazing.
So let's look at Riley.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
Riley.
Are we in? Cool. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. So what have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Oh, my goodness. So my three main things are performing in porn, doing sex work activism, and doing sex education. So I keep pretty busy.
And what are you educating people about the most these days?
You know, I just finished shooting today my online course that's going to be on anal like a porn star. So it's a 14-part course that's going to teach people everything they need to know to have good, positive, pleasure-based anal experiences. Because I've heard from a lot of people that they see anal sex in porn, and they try it at home, and it's painful, and they don't have a good time. It's not as fun as it looks in the movies, because they don't see what we do to prepare. They don't see all the work that goes into it. So I'm trying to bridge that knowledge gap and give people the info they need to have a good time.
The baby
That's
Jesus,
so important.
The
yeah.
baby Jesus puts the anal in bacchanal.
There's a big void in the in-between, right? Like, everybody's just like, well, why do they look like they're having fun? But I...
There's a sex education gap. Because
sex
education in schools is not real sex education.
Well,
it doesn't
certainly,
teach you sex for pleasure. It teaches you biology. It doesn't actually teach you pleasure-based, consent-based things that you need to know to be a good sexually active adult. And for the next half of your sex education to just be porn, which is so... fantasy, there's really a big gap in learning how to access your own pleasure. And I think that's part of why what you do here is so important and part of why I love educating people.
Well, we love you for it. And you know, it's so interesting, I guess. May you live in interesting times is a Chinese curse. You know, there's so much knowledge coming out about sex, and people can find out about all kinds of sex all over the internet. There's great people with tons of experience and articulate expression like Riley talking about sex and educating people. And at the same time, there's this movement to censor sex like it hasn't been censored since the 50s. And it's kind of like both happening at the same time.
It's always been thus. This country was started by groups of people, the
Puritans,
free thinkers of the Enlightenment, and the Puritans.
Yeah.
And those two groups have been at war for 250 years. That's why it's still a 50-50 country.
Yeah, and they pretty much wiped out all the fun people, the Native Americans.
And at one point, the Marriotts were the biggest pornographers in America because one out of every two people who stayed in the hotel watched the adult movie. 7 minutes.
Right.
That was the average length of the... Yeah. That's a sad statistic right there.
Well, anyway, there is this dichotomy always in America between being at the forefront of sexual expression and being very, you know, sense...
I love denial that you can talk about it. You can openly talk about it. That's freedom
well, we
in
can.
This country.
That's true so far. Mm-hmm. Although... Now, on Facebook, on all the social media, they're starting to say even talk about sex is censored.
They're doing
not just
Twitter,
the visual,
right? Like,
but also the discussion.
Why is that?
Why?
Sesta
because
Fosta has criminalized
Sesta
platforms
Fosta,
for having sexual speech on them. You know, with Sesta Fosta, which in name says it's to stop sex trafficking, it makes platforms liable for the speech that's posted on them. So it really is an internet free speech issue at its heart. So let's say someone posts something advertising sex work on Facebook or on YouTube, then the platform would be liable for trafficking that person. So just to be safe, these platforms have just clamped down on anyone talking about sex in any open way. And they're very, very selective about who they enforce it on. Yeah. It's much worse for sex workers, even those of us doing legal sex work.
They're kind of selective,
but
at the same time,
they also
censor people that aren't even into sex work just because they say sexual things.
Sexy picture, like I post like a little bit. A lot of people allow, but anytime I post a little bit sexy picture, they block me or something.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And gay and trans or kinky people really bear a lot of the brunt.
Now, what about violence? All of that allowed?
Everybody
keeps asking that. Well, why are you allowed to post violent stuff
like,
where you're abusing animals? And it's like,
I never understand.
Why are
like
they?
The nipples, all of that is a big deal. You can't. You cannot. Like I get into a lot of trouble by before. Now I'm not talking about it anymore. But in your I think why is it a big deal? Because when babies born, the first thing they were. You know, nipples are nourishing, like the
Absolutely.
Loving and touching. A mother is love.
I mean, even Mary Sunshine there.
I don't understand the culture. Why is that?
Why is that?
Jack Nicholson, I think, observed a couple of decades ago that if you suck on a nipple, it's a hard R, but if you cut one off, it's PG-13. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well, basically, if you shoot one at least, maybe cutting one off is a little bit too graphic. But certainly if you shoot someone in the breast, that's considered okay in American cinema. And that's my biggest problem with Hollywood. I mean, I'm a big fan, but I am for the bonobo way. You know about bonobos? Well, I'll let Riley explain bonobos to you.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not the specialist, but I have read her book. And bonobos are very exciting primate. They are our close relatives. People talk a lot more about chimpanzees, but they are the gentler chimpanzee. They're more matriarchal. They solve their conflicts through sexuality. And they're really a beautiful, beautiful primate. Are there any more fun facts?
No, that's true. That's all good. I mean, hey, they're our closest cousins in terms of our genetics. And they have a lot of sex. They empower the females more than any other great apes.
Because
and they also make the guys feel good because they have a lot of sex.
Like Hugh Hefner, he made it like a playboy, like he's empowered woman because he like worship woman, you know, or whatever you have is something to be proud. That's something I learned in this country, to be free, to embrace your sexuality, embrace your beauty and your ownership of who you are.
Yeah.
So that's the freedom I find in American, really, really beautiful.
Well, I think that, you know, Hugh Hefner represented a very strong strain of feminism that is sex positive, but there's another strain of feminism that is very sex negative that considers Hugh Hefner to be a misogynist, which I think is crazy, but you know. And by the way, one more thing about bonobos, they make peace through pleasure. That is, they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. They seem to use the sex to stop the killing.
And
so that's
share.
Why they inspire
because
us, and they share
resources.
Go Bernie. They share
resources,
right?
Setting for
no
females.
No billionaires in Bonoboville. Just
but not males.
Everybody's got.
We have a question from a caller.
Yes, go on.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Question.
So we have Nikolai from Russia. He's 27 years old. He really likes MILFs, and
Whole Foods MILF, on Sunday afternoon.
MILF, M-I-L-F. In case you don't know, is a mom I'd like to fuck.
I guess that would be you, because you're the one with the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Popularized
by
American.
Oh, yeah, you're the MILF.
Exactly.
And so what's his question, or does
so
he just
So his question is, he was with one MILF one time.
Yes.
And now he doesn't want young ladies anymore.
Okay.
Ever again.
Good for him.
So can you tell him why?
More young ladies for other guys. Okay.
Exactly.
Can I tell him why?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, why not? I mean, older women do it better, for the most part, because
exactly.
They've got experience.
All the cougar thing, they don't, you know, the women my age, they don't want me. That, while it's nice to see women getting what men have always had, it does personally, it doesn't work out so hard.
It doesn't benefit you.
Okay,
right.
So you like younger women.
Well, the thing is, no. I mean, I mostly date women in 5 years of my age, you know, but none of them, they're all doing the cougar thing. And more power to them. For, you know.
Well, you know, the cougar thing has become very popular, and one of the reasons I would support Elizabeth Warren, she's my second choice next to Bernie, is because she there's this rumor going around that's probably totally false, that she's a cougar and that she has like this hunky boyfriend in the that used to be in the military and that is on some kind of website. Anyway, it's probably a complete fabrication, but it makes me feel like, wow.
Maybe
Liz.
She can open up the old JFK tunnels there in the White House.
Yeah. Anyway, there's nothing wrong with him. It could be that, you know, maybe his friends are going to make fun of him for that.
Aww.
He might feel embarrassed about it, you know, because if he goes out with friends and they all bring a gal younger their age and he wants to bring an older gal, maybe he'll feel weird about it. But then he should find some new friends.
I'll let you know something. I think it's in the top 5 most popular categories searched on Pornhub. MILF is really, really hot right now. Honestly, in porn, we do not have enough MILFs for the amount of demand for MILF films that there is. That is something that turns on a lot of people. Because if you think about it,
hey, I need a job.
In porn, they decide that you are MILF aged at 30, so I have now crossed over the border into MILF land, which
Whoa.
Is
why
I
Whoa. MILF
age comfortably
what?
Into.
Hey, listen, I won't say the age that Mary was supposed to be when she had Pee Wee's.
16.
That's
okay,
most of
you said it. I didn't. I mean, you can have kids at all kinds of ages, but MILFs usually are considered over 30.
Yeah, and I mean, but that's most of the population. So for most people who are masturbating, MILFs are sort of their peers. And for people who are younger, there is definitely an appeal. There is an allure. So it's really not that shameful or that different. It's
first of all, there's the mommy fetish. That's number one. And Freud was not so off when he coined the Oedipus complex and said a lot of boys want to do their moms. And I don't know if they all want to off their fathers, but yeah, okay. And then there's also, it doesn't have to be your mother. It could be your teacher, your first teacher that really turned you on. Or I know with Max, he had a teacher that used to correct his papers, rubbing her bullet bra into his back. And that
everybody
I think in the end, men are like little boys, you know, they like to be protected and treasured and loved. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going out, they're heroes, but at home, they're all boys.
So I'll tell you what, my dick sucking game gets better every year.
There you go. See,
congratulations, Mel.
I mean, there might be a point at which, you know, physically you start to get, you know,
better?
More feeble. No, I'm just saying at a certain point, but I think certainly in terms of your skill and empathy and feeling, which is so important in sex, you get better with that. Mm. You know, maybe you can't do as many gymnastic positions as you get older.
You know, speaking of virgins, when I was a young man, two women in my life offered me their V card, as the kids say nowadays. And both times I said, find somebody more deserving, really. Too much responsibility, okay?
Well, that's more, yeah.
Besides, what can they possibly know, you know?
What could they possibly?
Well, they're asking you because they want you to know.
Yeah,
they
you
want
know
you
what?
To be
and
the
both
teacher.
Both times I...
You didn't want to.
Exactly. What's the word?
Abdicating.
Abdicating.
Oh,
exactly.
I love to teach. Man, I went out there harvesting V cards when I was in college.
Harvesting. Oh, wow.
You know, I was kind of like a nerdy D&D playing girl, and there were a lot of really handsome nerdy boys who had been passed over in high school because of their nerdiness, but they looked good, and I was going to get some of that. So I made a habit of it in my first few years of college.
Wow. I think D&D would be the perfect harvesting resource center, right?
What did you major in college?
I majored in theater, like you.
We're all thespians, I guess.
What part are you asking?
Well,
exactly?
I majored in art.
Visual
art.
You know, when I come to this country, like, I didn't understand. I said, are you bi? I said, of course I'm bi.
That's
so you really bi? I said, yeah. Then they were looking at me like something wrong. So I didn't understand. It's bisexual. I didn't understand the word.
Right.
I know a girl.
Well, now
she says she's bisexual. Bi
oh, you
something.
Thought that was
bi.
Your name? Oh, my God.
It actually says you're bi in Wikipedia.
Really?
Oh, really?
You are bisexual.
And so somebody, NDB, it says.
Well, I think it's a mystery because nobody asked me anything. You just put online everything. I have to argue with people. You say, I read it online. I say, yeah, don't ask me
well,
that.
Well, is it
they
true?
Don't Google ask. More
are you
than
bi?
Me.
Are you just B-A-I or are you also B-I?
Should I keep that mystery?
I don't know. I mean, I'm asking.
I love men. I appreciate women. So I had a... Because come to this country, it's interesting. A lot of women come to me. Mm. And they want basically open to me, have sex. So I never experienced in China. So I was like, wow, how interesting. I was curious. So all of them, but women are so jealousy. They're following you. I said, I'm going to hurt you if you're falling in love because I love men too. So but it's a very interesting experience for me to explore the other side of me. I think really love is not about gender.
Well,
it's about the feeling somebody evokes you.
An interesting dichotomy to say, I love men, I appreciate women. And, you know, sex is not all about love. It's nice when it's about love, but some of it's about
pressure.
Appreciation.
Yeah.
And pleasure and just experiencing
joy.
Sensation.
There has been progress. Yeah. Okay, the double standard that existed in Max's my generation, where it was okay for women. I was in college, I was experimenting. If you were a guy, you suck one cock, you're a fag for life, right? End of story. That's not true anymore. Like
right.
With the millennials,
can experiment.
Same thing goes for men as for women. Mm-hmm. And so that's progress, right?
Yeah.
I think so. I definitely think openness to different forms of sexuality, as long as it's consensual. That's a big thing, is consent. And as Riley said, a lot of people will, you know, kind of agree, yeah, consent, but they don't really know how to get it. And they don't really know what it looks like. They don't really know how to do it. And and actually, I often think that our porn stars and kinksters are great teachers of how to get consent, because they're often doing unusual forms of sex that require consent, so they can help the rest of us.
People always talk about how stopping for consent or to negotiate consent would break the mood. I mean, that's just amateur stuff, you guys. Communication is just dirty talk. I'm going to repeat that again.
Thank
so you can really soak it up. Communication is just dirty talk. If you tell someone what you want them to do to you, that is super hot. It doesn't break the mood at all. It sets the mood. If I want to kiss someone and it's our first date, second date, third date, wherever, and I'm not sure how they'll feel about it, if I lean into them and go, you know, I really want to kiss you right now, that's
hot.
Not breaking the mood.
Oh, no, that just put me in the mood, actually.
The
mood. Where's my mistletoe?
Those are my moves. With, like, you know, because I am definitely bisexual. I live with a woman, and then she lets me wander around having all of my fun sexual adventures.
Thank you for that visual.
I really want to kiss you right now.
Here's what I forget.
Consent, right.
Yeah, sexy.
And mistletoe, yeah. Right.
I hadn't gotten to kiss her before. It's the first time.
Is that the first time we kissed?
Yeah.
Wow, I mean, we've done a lot of
We've been so close
things.
To each other.
We've been close, but I guess
you
we haven't
have
done that.
You touched my genitals, but
right.
Not kiss.
No, you know, kissing is very special. That's one of the great things about winter solstice.
I think kissing's more intimate than having sex.
Yes, definitely.
Because you have to, it's you open your heart, you open your intimacy, like that's the really private, secret place. Like having sex is easy, but kissing, it really takes a real connection to me.
As evidence by all the providers who, that no kissing, that's too personal,
Yeah, some people feel that. And you know, the mouth actually has a lot more germs than, you know, the vagina or the butthole. The mouth.
Yeah, it's safer eating ass. Remember that.
But kissing is so much fun. And actually, you know, a good kiss.
Sex is beautiful.
Tells
sex is beautiful.
How
it's like love. You have to have a sex. You have to have feelings of sex, like make you feel erotic. Somebody has to make you feel excited. I think that's something we human live for. Mm. It's something very intimate and powerful in our nature. I think women should be women. We should be feminine. We should be sexy. We should be nurturing. We should be like gentle. I love gentleness.
Ooh, that's
well,
very
here's what I figured out after 65 years of being on this planet
okay.
is that women don't need to be seduced. No matter how thick you are and how dense you are, if they're interested, they will find a way to get that message through to you that they're interested and the door is open. And if they're not interested, you know.
Yeah.
I usually discover consent when they push me against the wall and say, "But are you going to fuck me?" Yeah.
That's a
that's
good way.
That's been
it
my
has
experience.
To get that obvious.
You know, the best thing
know.
To do is just nothing, and
of course.
And they will they you know they're you know I let them call the shots.
I think that's a good bet. Is if you don't know exactly how to get consent, just let the woman call the shots. Now, if there's two women, okay, I don't know. And some
lucky.
Women, every once in a while, we run into a woman that actually attacks a guy. It does happen, and the guy is not interested, and so it goes all which ways.
I was taken advantage of
twice.
Oh.
Okay, I have a question.
Of course, you know, you could say, well, if he responded, you know, even if he was asleep, so is it really, you know.
Oh, no. That's not
you know,
cool.
Something guys, I've had more than one guy ask me. They've been like, okay, well, I've been in this situation where it's like, I can't tell if the girl's interested in me or not. And so then I'm like, okay, fine. Fuck it. I'm just going to not do anything. I'm going to wait for the girls to show interest in me. I'm going to wait for the girls to talk to me. And then they're like, hey, guess what? No girls talk to me. And
then there are the girls that say.
So then they're like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, the girls that say, I want a man who, you know, takes control. And so I guess that's where Riley's consent as foreplay or as dirty talk comes in. Like if you're a guy and you want to do that, you just say that to the woman. You just say, I want to throw you in the bed. And
so the suggestion is take Riley's class.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you gave.
Talk about it.
You need to learn Riley Gray's class.
Why can't you just ask, are you interested in me? Are you interested in me? So it's so easy.
Res ipsiloquiter, I think, is the
phrase. I think we're at the point where the answer is you got to get verbal. You can't just grab the woman at this point in our
do what you want.
Our evolution. That is harassment and, you can't do that. So you got to ask or say,
Here's
what I want to do. I want to make love to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want
to
ravish you.
If
she kind of goes like this, not a stranger, but you shouldn't be like embracing a stranger anyway, unless you're Richard Gere.
I feel in Hollywood, like people play games. I don't understand why I play games. Why don't you be truthful? Like you wait to text back, you play all these games, and you're confused, you lose love, you lead astray, and people are not honest.
Mm-hmm.
And something I feel American culture is very...
it's fucked up. What's the biggest
honest,
turn off?
But why not honest?
Well,
in
what
Hollywood
about Chinese culture? Is it any better?
Chinese culture actually, it's interesting when you're in the culture, like I never really see I love you in my language. Is it weird? It's like when you say love you, it's too vulnerable. But somehow in the way you show, but we don't play games, but you imply stuff, but you do imply. But we don't like, when you play game, you already mess up the vibration. But when you imply something, it's true. Mm. I think in Chinese culture, where imply stuff is very romantic.
Mm. Yeah, it's more like subtle. But is there the same, I mean, what we're talking about in America is a certain hypocrisy, I guess. It's a certain sensationalizing of sex, and then a certain, like, no, naughty, just like the hat. Naughty and game playing.
It would appear that the biggest turnoff is somebody really nice who really likes you that you can get. Okay, because that seems to be,
like maybe someone you're married to. Well, I mean, seriously, that is a big problem, among long-term married people, and you got to spice it up by having hotties.
How do you
on the
spice
show,
up?
By having shows like this with hotties that he can go, wow, just see her, wow, and I think it's important to interact with other people.
Max is smiling.
I don't think you have to have sex with those other people, but if it's all about just the two of you and that's it, and listen, I'm married 27 years, I am so in love, and I could spend my life with him on a desert island, but it's nice to interact with other people. Mm-hmm. It's nice to, have an orgy, even if it doesn't involve full-on XXX rated sex. It could involve an orgy of discussion and just touching and maybe a little kissing and then you go back and you fuck each other senseless even though you've been married for 27 years. Great.
Yeah, a lot of people stay married, but in my life I've known three couples, you're the third, who are still in love with each other.
Whoa.
Thank you. You've been to a few of our anniversaries. Mm-hmm. I remember you at least one of them. Yep. That's why we do this show, folks. Not for you. No.
You guys.
You just, you get a benefit.
Always do things as an artist for yourself first.
And that's
what
the
anybody
audience
else
next.
Tells you.
Right.
If you like it, that's your love, that's your art.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I so appreciate, in your show, so intimate, but you're open to all these subjects that people want to know. Very honest, and it's beautiful. I didn't know what I'm
I also have a talking
into.
Cameraman. Did you notice
I know.
That? You don't see that on very many
he
shows.
Was so nice. Your husband from a royal family or something, right?
And there he is.
He's a descendant.
He told me how interesting story you meet. Like this,
Filangeri.
It's meant to be.
Very, very romantic.
Mm. Really? How he show romance?
How does he show
she
romance?
She wants to know.
He's
Cliff
always...
Notes version.
He shows romance just by what he said. I mean, everything he does, just filming me do my little show, to me, is romantic.
Yes,
it's like a beautiful thing. He's following me and my friends with his camera, and there he is.
How did you get him to do this to you?
Took a while. No, he was married to this other woman who, was a problem.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I have to say. And I had a boyfriend, and so we had to... We were friends for 6 years before we really had sex and fell in love. And
so what happened then? He seduced you?
What happened was we got to know each other, and we realized we were so in love, we had to be together. And I recommend that to people sometimes. You know, not all the time. Hey, everybody's different. Some people you meet, you go to sleep, let me go to bed. Some people, like us, it really pays to spend 6 years of foreplay.
Well, did you know you're going to be with him?
Are you interviewing me?
Yes, why not? We have one more caller.
Yeah, okay, let's hear.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
It's an attorney named Bill from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, my home state.
I don't know if he. Well, he met Bill Clinton, Hugh Hefner, and Bai Ling at the screening of The Crow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but you know what? Of all the people, he said his favorite was Bai Ling.
All right.
Thank you, Hefner and Bai Ling. You were his favorite.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, she's much prettier than either.
Well, I think that might have had a little bit to do with it.
This
but
was heterosexual.
Bill from Pennsylvania, attorney. Ooh, hi, Bill.
You should run for public office at this point.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it.
We should actually say hello to China.
Oh, yes.
Because suddenly we're on their Google, and we're everywhere.
Let me say something in Chinese.
Say something in Chinese.
Oh, yeah, please say something.
Tell them what's going on here.
亲爱的观众，大家好，我叫白琳，我现在在美国，在那个 Susan Block 的节目上，你看，我们全是他们在谈人性，谈性，谈开放，谈爱情，好好的秀。所以现在在很多在百度上都可以找到，所以大家要搜我嘛。我在他的这一集里叫 Susan Block Show， 是很好玩的。谢谢大家，你可以到我的新浪、白灵、百度都可以找到我，和有微信。谢谢。
哇！
新年快乐，圣诞快乐。
Thank you.
I hope she didn't say anything bad. I don't know.
No, it doesn't sound like it, but I don't.
他们好高兴啊！好多的中国观众都在收看他们的节目。I told them a lot of Chinese are watching the show, very happy.
Okay. What else did you just say?
I said Merry Christmas, Chinese, Happy New Year too from your show.
Okay. Hot and sexy.
All right.
What's the hot?
You know, we actually have a lot of viewers in China, according to our internet map.
Yeah, because
we do.
Yeah, it's growing. It's the fastest growing segment.
In Baidu, which is the biggest search engine in China.
In Baidu, right?
Yeah, I told them in Chinese about your show. Yeah.
All right. Well, now they're just going to be amazed. We're going to probably quadruple our audience.
What is the Chinese Google? What is the name?
Baidu.
Baidu is.
We're everywhere on there. And a few weeks ago, they spent literally weeks downloading every page.
Wait till
because a lot of young people, their hunger for the freedom, for new information from America. I think look at how you dress this studio. For them, it's like eye-opening, you know, something new. Pop culture, American pop culture.
Yeah.
Well, we
it's
are.
It's great. We're excited.
Okay, where
and
are
also
you
we're
from
excited to be in Europe. And I often forget that this show is really not a local show. It's a local
worldwide
show to a certain extent, but it's not a local show because it's heard all over the world. And
worldwide,
you may only have one person in this little village and 20 people in this village, and you know.
But one thing unites us all.
Yes.
Chocolate. We're kinky. We're kinky, okay?
We're kinky.
Chocolate. Children of sex.
I was wondering.
It's a beautiful love, and sex connect all of us because that's all we need.
By the way, I actually did the math to figure out when my parents were getting busy. You know, 280 days. Yeah. And Labor Day. But I have two kids born within 2 days of each other in September and another one in October. I guess I'm a creature of habit. And the holidays are some kind of the one in October, that was January 1st then. So, something about this time of year that just, you know, nature is relentless.
Magic. Yeah.
It's a special time because, you know, we've been wintering, getting closer and closer to winter. Now it's here, and the sun is coming back.
Yeah. What else is there to do but you get in bed and warm each other up?
Well, there could be a little performance by the elf.
The elf. Yeah.
Are you going to dance
for
us?
The cute elf.
You have to put. You have to talk yes. into the microphone.
Yes. You have to talk in the microphone. Talk directly into the microphone.
Yes. Is there a microphone?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Use mine.
Okay. Are you going
to
do a little
you
dance?
You have to talk right over like it, just like this.
I would like you to dance. We're all going to watch, because we love to do that. And I didn't invite my guests to have any peaches to celebrate the impeachment. So, would you like a peach?
It depends. Are they freestone or clingstone? Because you know,
I would like a picture of the peach.
I like to go commando.
And
delicious.
Peach.
I think we'll come up with some music. If not.
And. Oops, Woo! Dripping.
Oh, I missed.
Okay, you want another one?
You.
Oh, me. Yeah. Merry Impeachmas. Okay, so we're going to have a dance. I'm going to sit over here on the floor. If anyone wants to join me.
You don't mind, do you?
I'll allow it.
And you can dance right in front of...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I know.
What can I say?
Okay, so... This is Lacey, the elf.
She's getting
all right,
scared.
We're all dancing now.
There you go. Come on, show me, Mama.
Oh, this Lord. Yeah. Royal.
Royal,
the name right. of the song is
Beautiful.
Royal.
Beautiful. What a
Isn't
theater.
Isn't Mary going to get up and dance?
Wonderful theater.
It's called
sex education.
It really doesn't make any sense.
It's going to be very educational.
Very serious sex education program. Like the kind of high school play I wished.
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah.
There was
yeah. All right, let's hear it for us.
Hey.
Merry Impeachmas. Happy Winter Solstice. And maybe we should take it up a notch.
Yeah. A Bonoboville communion?
Just wondering if the lovely Riley might do a striptease for us.
Taking my clothes off.
All right. So,
you got me.
So we're gonna watch Riley raise.
Yeah, get.
What do
yeah.
you like yeah. to dance
get
to?
Get rid of Facebook.
I think GarageBand has.
Here she is, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, a the very bonobo body. Porn star who knows how to teach you
exactly
all about sex. And she's going to do a Christmas striptease. Happy winter solstice.
Oh, it's music. Yeah, yeah. It's for you only. Woo.
Wow, nice. Stop. Nice move.
Hey, yeah. It's hard work.
Look at that body. Riley Rays on Dr. Susie.tv. Live from the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way. in Bonoboville. Still twerking, baby. And off goes the skirt. Oh, you Facebook camera people and you YouTube people, you can't see this, but you can on drsusanblock.tv.
It's a good education that you're missing.
drsusanblock.tv is where you see.
Teasing.
She knows the art of the tease. Oh yeah, she got the moves. And I'd say they're better than Jagger.
Yeah.
My nipples cut glass right now just from watching her.
Wow. Oh, we in the expensive seats get a good view before you guys do.
Asked one of us and we would
have helped. Yeah, we would
have helped. Amazing, buddy. Oh, wait. I think I have dollar bills.
Whoa.
Wait.
Here she is. Whoa. Just like the naked Christmas carolers of Saturnalia. Riley Reyes takes it all off. And Mary Sunshine is so appreciative, she's giving her bonobo dollars. Whoa, and she's natural, all natural. Oh yeah, oh yeah. So sexy. Riley Reyes, you want that under your tree. You want to unwrap.
Oh my God.
Riley. And I think she's got most of the important parts off. Whoa. Riley Reyes. And she knows how to move.
Sexy lady, woo! Amazing part! Wow! Amazing everything!
And she's inspiring all of Bonoboville to dance and play! Have some applause for Riley Reyes live from the little love chair to the Bonobo Way on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Ooh. Can I give you a spanking with some mistletoe?
Oh. Okay, so can I kiss a butt cheek? Wow.
Sort of like the old-fashioned birch, you know? See, I'm the nasty Krampus that spanks you, and then Mother Mary Sunshine kisses your butt. And Merry Christmas, Happy Yay! Winter Solstice, Merry and Peachmas. Woohoo!
These are rather difficult to put back on.
She's so rich. And look at all this money she earns.
Look at all the money. I know.
Huh? I know.
The struggles.
So what time is it? Oh, it's 11:54. Okay.
It's 11:54.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
All right. Well,
we can roll around in the money, or minutes.
We could
do
roll
one
around.
Bonoboville.
Why doesn't everybody just come up here? You want to do a Bonoboville communion, Mother Mary? Is that it?
I do.
We have four minutes left.
Talk about your books, or
we have.
Let's talk about. Let's find out where we can find everyone.
Well, okay, so no time for Bonoboville Communion. We could do it after the show, maybe, sort of post-show,
sure,
I don't know.
Sure.
But anyway, here we are. It's been a quick hour and a half. Wow, time flies when you're celebrating Impeachmas, winter solstice, and Christmas. Yes, indeed, and yeah, it's the end of the year. We're so excited to be here with you, and the little child is born, and it's also the Mother Mary Sunshine's birthday. Is it not?
Oh yeah.
Is it not? And I think there might even be a cake.
No way.
I don't know. Is there something like that coming soon? Whenever I have to do a cue, I have to sort of do it like three times for my staff to hear. Yeah, okay. So there's going to be a cake.
Well, normally I run out there and go get it, but if it's for me, maybe
right.
I'm not supposed to. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it might be for your baby there.
Yeah, it's two birthdays at
two
once.
Two birthdays, right. It's yours and
my
baby's.
Birthday and baby.
And
Pee-wee.
Wow. No way! No way! Woo!
Here we are. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
It's a penis and
happy
boobs
birthday,
and lots of little penises.
Dear Mary Sunshine.
Mwah. No way.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah, it's a titty fucking birthday cake. Look at that. Wow.
You guys are amazing. Whoa.
I love the nipple. See? Free the
nipple,
right?
Yeah, the nipple. Can I eat the nipple? I just want to eat the nipple.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Take pictures.
Take pictures.
Wow, it's so...
Here, hold it in
this
front of you.
This is the most sexual cake I ever got.
I love the peaches.
Look at that. And peaches for impeachment.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of a cake. It's for Sunshine's birthday. It's for
Okay,
Jesus's
I have
birthday.
One question. What's the
it's
pineapples?
For impeachment.
The sun.
You wanted fruit.
Oh, okay,
you wanted
okay.
Fruit.
Fine, no, yeah. I do. No, I love fruit. It's the sun. Now I get it. It's the sun. Yeah. It's great.
Mm. Okay. So, I keep looking at your boobs and Jesus. Can you just give me a boob so I can put some icing on here and lick it off?
So we are gonna do a Bonoboville Communion?
Nah, this is not Bonoboville Communion. This is me just taking. I just
hope I can take it out.
Because you're married.
Somebody taking care of the baby.
I know.
I'll take care of the baby.
You should grab him by his throat.
Be careful. It's just newborn. It's very delicate.
Okay.
Can you hold my baby?
Yeah,
can
hold the baby. Okay. Yeah, don't worry.
Hold
she'll take care
nice.
Of the baby.
Oh,
she's
okay. See, she's doing it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I need a TV. I don't know how to keep it.
I told you. Okay, here we go. Boobalicious. There it is.
Facebookers.
The Virgin Mary's milk.
Oh my God. Woo! Am I happy?
Oh. Or actually.
The whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Are you still a virgin?
Technically, yeah. It blows up the account.
In Italy, definitely.
Want to see my hymen?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Mmm. Ooh, it smells good. Okay. So we're gonna eat cake. Let them eat cake.
No, thank you. This is beautiful.
We're gonna celebrate Sunshine's birthday.
I've never seen a cake like this.
And we're gonna continue our party, but the official part of the show is almost over. So I want to hear from my guests where we can find them. So let's start with our newbie to the show, Bai Ling.
Yeah.
Bai Ling. And here's your present.
Oh, it's a present?
It's heavy.
Oh, it's heavy?
No, it's
yeah, for your birthday, yeah.
Oh my God. Wow, I love it. Thank you. Wow, what is that?
Mm. I don't know. I haven't opened it yet.
Special champagne.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they got that because I'm an alcoholic.
So anyway, so Bailing, where do we find you? Where can
you find me on Instagram? I am Bailing because I give fat-free, sugar-free cookies every day. You'll like it.
Whoa.
And also Twitter, Real Bailing or Official Bailing or Bailing Official on Facebook. And also 我的新浪微博中文的你可以找到我。
Real Bailing on Twitter.
Real Bailing. So send me a message. Thank you.
All right.
I really have a good time in the show.
I hope you
I love
back.
Your spirit.
Yeah.
I will.
We have to talk about Tibet sometime.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't done that.
There's so many Saturdays.
So many Saturdays.
Back.
Right.
I will.
Yeah.
And Riley Race.
Riley Race.
Hi. It was awesome to be here. You guys can find me on Twitter at Riley Ray Triple X. That's RileyRexx. And if you want to see me on Instagram, it's RileyReyes.sfw, which is safe for work because they made us put our titties away.
Huh. Yeah. And John.
Yes.
John.
Live.
You can find me walking up and down the Venice boardwalk talking to myself. It's a living. Not very good. At least I'm in show business, right?
Yeah.
No, I my YouTube channel is Nave Fool. That's Nave with a K. Nave and I've got some movies on Amazon and Netflix right now. And Tales of Frankenstein. And I just did a movie with Ms. Roberts' brother, Eric, fake news about an idiot president. Long, you know.
And how's your sister? How's your sister?
Yeah.
As far as I know, she's thriving. And I admire her for doing it because she never had a choice.
So you're getting
she was
along.
Working before she was a year old.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm glad to hear it, you know. So, okay.
And the lady babysitting my baby.
Oh, and the baby. That's Lacey. Hey, Lacey.
Lacey.
Do we find. Okay. You're not on Twitter or?
It's my first job.
Okay, okay.
I'm on Twitter, but
yeah, oh my God.
I keep the Twitter kitty happy and quiet.
All right. Well, you saw her dance on the Dr. Susan Block Show. So,
yeah,
we're celebrating a lot of things, including impeachment.
Woohoo!
And we're celebrating winter solstice.
Yeah, and
the Bonobo Way. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the Bonobo Way, there's a new video up of the Bonobo Way at DomCon LA, Femdoms of the Wild. So check it out on YouTube. And it features a wrestling match between Mistress Kara and Phoenix Dawn and lots of other fun stuff. And it's all about bonobos and female empowerment, male well-being, lots of sex and peace through pleasure. And as Captain Max reminds us, sharing. Bonobos are all about sharing, all about sharing. You know, the common chimps are more jealous and trying to me. Bonobos show us how to share. And if there's something that we humans need to learn to do right now, real fast, because if we don't learn to do it, the billionaires are going to destroy us, basically. So we got to learn to share, brothers and sisters. I think Uncle Bernie can help us with that. And maybe Aunt Liz, you know, a lot of different people. Certainly fabulous Greta can help us with that. You know, so many people are needed. Everyone is needed in this effort to, you know, save the planet if we can. But first we got to save the bonobos, because the bonobos can show us the way to peace through pleasure. And one of the biggest polluters on Earth is the military. So we got to learn to make peace for many, many reasons. And I know a lot of you are really, you know, kind of uncomfortable with sex these days. I'm sorry to hear that. But you got to face it. Sex is the opposite of death. Love is the opposite of hate. And we need to have consent, but we need to have pleasure. We need to share the pleasure with a little bit of pain. Whack.
Ooh.
So Follow the bonobo way. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you. I love you. Woo! And I thank you for being a great audience. Bye.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the make love, not war, great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important ecosexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.